Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
It's time for the big pitch.
And the pitch. Not that big pitch. This one.
This elevator is going up.
It's the big pitch radio show. And here are your hosts, Jason Gary and Kevin Harrington on Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining the Big Pitch Radio Show, BigPitchRadio.com. Go to Facebook and like us, Twitter, and follow us both at Big Pitch Radio. Very excited today to have some great guests on. We've got an expert guest, and I'm just having a lot of fun here. Marla Tabaka is having a little bit of audio trouble, so we're trying to bring her back in. But I also got Kevin Harrington, one of the original sharks on Shark Tank, and also considered the pioneer in the infomercial business. And so, hey, what's going on, Kevin? How are you, brother?
I'm busy, busy, busy. Feeling good today, though. Jason, how are you doing?
How fantastic, man. Yeah, I'm a little disappointed. You know, again, whatever side of the card you fall on, yesterday Ohio had it on the ballot for legalization of both medicinal and recreational marijuana use, and it just got blown out of the water. Now, I think one of the reasons was that on the ballot in issue three, there was a group of investors that wanted to limit the production of the marijuana to 10 parcels of land across the state of Ohio. And so I think people were worried about a monopolization going on there. But even beyond that, it just kind of frustrates me. I think people really lack an understanding of the good purposes marijuana could serve, especially for people with illnesses. And I just think the pharmaceutical companies won really big here as a result. What are your thoughts?
Well, I grew up in Ohio, so I haven't been back there on a living basis in 30-some years, but it's a conservative state. I know Cincinnati, very, very conservative. So I was wondering how things would come down. Yes, I saw all the press. Nick Lachey was one of the big kahunas that was going to end up, I guess, with some land that they were talking, there was going to be billionaires made out of this exclusivity clause. So that they may have gotten some negative press around that there was going to be a few people coming out of this really powerfully financially. But, somewhere along the lines, they just didn't get the word out. When you listen to a lot of people, even as I listen to some of the politicians, Ben Carson is a big proponent of medical marijuana, as he talks about. And he was just here in Tampa yesterday. So I don't know who was doing the grassroots promoting there in Ohio, but somewhere they didn't get the message out.
Yeah. And plus, it's awful, really an off election season anyway. And so I think that had something to do with it. So, well, speaking of legalization, we have our great, wonderful expert guest on with us, Amy Tepper. Amy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. We got some questions coming in from Twitter. If you guys got questions, legal questions, go ahead and spit them out. And Kevin, we got some questions coming in right now, don't we?
There's one coming in, Amy. A listener wants to know about what are some of the changes that you see in the current workplace?
So I want to talk about some of the things that are changing and shifting. And thank you again for having me. It's always a pleasure to be here. Piggybacking really on the topic that you started off on, workplace policies as it relates to medicinal marijuana in the states that it's legalized. And I'm here in Chicago, so medicinal marijuana is legal here. That's a trend in the workplace that employers have to decide and put policies in place to be consistent with if I have a valid prescription for medicinal marijuana, how am I going to deal with that employee who may come to work under the influence? And so a hot button issue and a trend that will be taking over each state as legalization continues, if it does.
There'll be a lot of new issues that the workplace has never had to deal with there, for sure. So it's good to make sure you're on top of all that might be changing out there. So on that note, here's another question coming in about succession planning. Question is, what is succession planning?
So, you know, another thing that I counsel my clients on is, you know, as entrepreneurs, as startups, as any kind of business person, you're often knee deep in the minutiae detail of what's happening in your day to day and profits and losses and making sure your customers are happy. But that's where the attorney comes in to always kind of warn you about, well, let's look at the next step, what's going to happen next. So here's an interesting statistic. I found over 3.6 million baby boomers are set to retire, and more than one-fourth of millennial workers will start to become managers. So what does that mean, succession planning? It means planning for the next step, planning for the next 10 years. What's your business? What direction is your business going to go in? Who's going to take over? Are you going to sell it? And if you do, who's going to be in charge?
Perfect. Thank you very much on that one. There's lots of action today coming in. Here's a third question for you. What are the legal points to consider in this new workplace setting?
So the succession planning is one of them. Medicinal marijuana is another one. And one of the issues that I consistently face with all of my clients is managing social media. What can I tell my employees what to do and what can I tell them not to do? And so workplace Facebook policies, social media policies really have to walk a very fine line. And when I say that, I mean you want to be specific in your policy as to what an employee can or cannot share. You don't want to have blanket prohibitions. And here's another important point. The employee has a level of free speech in the workplace. Now, not full-blown for free speech, but what employers can't do with a social media policy is stifle an employee's right to free speech, particularly when it comes to terms and conditions of employment. So if I want to get on Facebook and talk about how I think that I should be getting paid more, and my buddies also think we all should be getting paid more, that's protected. And that is concerted activity and a level of free speech that employees are afforded in a social media platform.
You sound like you really understand the intricacies of all these laws. I'm glad we have somebody of your stature to be able to help us with a lot of these questions. This one, we've been talking quite a bit here this morning about social media, and maybe let's just summarize what here's a question coming in. What does social media have to do with the workplace?
So again, it is what to me, I think it's fascinating. I think all of these changes that are affecting our life in turn just go ahead and affect the workplace. And that's just how it is and how it should be. So every employer has to be nimble and on the cutting edge of making sure whatever's happening out there in the world is happening in your workplace. And how am I handling that? What policies do I have in place to prohibit the conduct that I want prohibited? And as I had said before in other shows, are you being PC? As an employer, are you practicing consistency? Because if there's anything that gets folks in trouble, it's having a policy that they apply one way to one employee and another way to another.
You know, that's really interesting. You know, it's I see the millennial generation coming up, and this is a phenomenal question because, you know, really I think applies a lot more to millennials than it does, you know, any other generation in history. Is can employers really do anything to curb use of social media when current or former employees are disparaging the company? So, I mean, in other words, you know, I mean, how does an employer really handle that situation? I mean, in social media.
Yeah. So again, when I work with my clients, I really bulk up their social media policy so that it's not sort of just a form document that they slip into an employee handbook, but rather it lays out specifics as to what is confidential information. Instead of saying all information you learn at the company is confidential and shall not be shared, be more specific about what is protected, what's proprietary, what I can discipline you for. Because if we have that laid out and we give notice to our employees what the scope and bounds are of what they can do on social media, that's going to make your discipline and it's going to make your termination clean and easy.
Very interesting. Well, a lot of great information, you guys. You know, pay attention to, you know, if you're, you know, we get into a business and we start working for them and we see that employee handbook and all the rules, I would highly encourage you to read those. I think a lot of people get in, they sign off on it because they're excited to be employed and they don't really dig into that. But you do want to make sure what the rules are so that you're not, you know, you're not doing anything wrong that'd be implicated later on that could cause you to either, you know, get disciplined or, you know, even worse, you know, fired from the job. So thanks a lot, Amy. We appreciate your great information. You're always wonderful. Answer the questions so good for the listening audience. Tell people to get in touch with you.
Absolutely. You can find me online at amytepperlaw.com. That's Tepper, T as in Tom, O-E-P-P-E-R, amytepperlaw.com. Or please feel free to give me a call, area code 630-352-2238.
Awesome. We got Amy on again next week. And next week, we'll talk about this new venture we got going on. It's really cool, really caters to the entrepreneurs out there. And we'll talk about that next week. Thanks a lot, Amy, for coming on. We appreciate it. We'll see you next week.
Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate it.
All right. Take it easy now.
Thanks, Amy.
Okay.
Awesome. Great. We got a phenomenal rest of your show. Don't go anywhere. Next up, we have a gentleman by the name of Alan Young on. He's with Shelf Genie, and we're excited about having him on. Great experienced entrepreneur, 150 franchise locations. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. You are listening to Big Pitch Radio Show at BigPitchRadio.com. Be right back.
Buddy, you're a boy. Make a big noise. Playing in the street. Gonna be a big man. Some, you got mud on your face.
So, you've got a nice website. Been up and running for quite a while now. Lots of compliments from friends and colleagues. But you're discouraged because nobody can find your website. Searches for your keywords bring up your competitors. You need help. That's where CyberPro 911 Web Design and SEO comes in. The experts at CyberPro 911 will analyze your web presence and get you ranked where you should be. Higher page rank means more visitors and more conversions. Don't wait. Get your website found. Check out our complete line of web services today at cyberpro911.com.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
The savings are heating up at Lumber Liquidator's Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are now packed with the latest trends from our new catalog, like the hot look of gray flooring. This week, get 20% off reclaimed gray wood look tile. And check out popular hand-scraped styles like High Sierra Pine. Or choose from other varieties of solid hardwood, all up to 20% off. Get great deals on over 35 styles of bamboo from $149 and more from just 49 cents. Plus, 18-month special financing. For the best deals on over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922.
800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Big Pitch Radio Show, bigpitchradio.com. Do we have Alan on yet? I just want to make sure we got him on now. Gary, awesome.
We do.
So, hey, Alan. Okay, so what we got right now, we're really excited about our CEO segment right now. One of the CEOs we have on today is Alan Young, and he's with Shelf Genie, and we're very excited to have him on. He's CEO and co-founder of Shelf Genie, the industry leader in customized glide-out shelving. Alan spent many years in the Army Reserve before joining Shelf Genie in 2005. Thank you for your service, Alan. We appreciate that. We love our veterans around here. Alan has grown the company to more than 150 franchise locations in the United States and Canada. Welcome to the show, Alan.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
It's awesome to have you again. Thank you for your service. Tell us, what is Shelf Genie? I mean, I kind of described it, but can you give us a little deeper dive on it?
So we basically come into people's homes and turn all the areas that frustrate you in your kitchen, your pantry, your bathrooms, any areas in your house, all the areas of frustration and pain, and we turn it to enjoyment and love. And we do that by designing custom solutions that bring everything out and make it really easy to access and help you organize and store things so you get more access to everything that you have.
Hey, Alan, this is Marla Tabaka. Thanks for being here. Sounds like I could use a few of those in my kitchen. They sound great. I'm really curious, Alan, you spent so many years in the Army Reserve. What did you learn there that you brought into your experience as a leader and a CEO?
There's a couple things I learned in the Army. First, as an Army officer going in, I was active duty for 5 years and reserves for about eight. And I remember as a very young lieutenant, I had to learn the fact that my first day on the job, everybody in my entire platoon, including the brand new private, had more experience than I had. I was brand new, and I had to learn how to lead a group of people who all of them knew more than I did. And so I think that's the biggest. And as soon as you start learning your job, the Army takes you and moves you in another job that you know nothing about. So I think the first thing is learning how to lead people that know more than you do and learning to appreciate that and that skill set. I think that translates really well to business because that's what I focus on now is building a team of people that are smarter than I am, that can do their jobs better than I ever could. And I think the other thing the Army does a really good job teaching is planning, strategic planning, and that process to go through to figure out and not think just 1 or 2 days ahead, but think through the whole problem and what the goal is, and then plan through that so you're not just thinking for the moment, and then you have a plan to adjust off of.
Mm-hmm. And it does take a lot of strategic planning to build 150 franchise locations. What kind of challenges have you seen in doing that, Alan?
I think the biggest challenge for me as a leader is getting my vision in my head out to everyone out there. Because I think as leaders, we often have this vivid picture of where we want to go, and we think everybody gets it. And then we're constantly frustrated when we run around seeing that people aren't getting it. So that vivid picture of where you want to go, painting that picture is a lot harder than you would think. That's been my challenge, and what I focus on right now is making sure everybody's clearly oriented on where we're going and why we're doing it. And once you get everybody oriented on that and it's going in the same direction,
and focus on where they're going versus what they have to do today or what they didn't do tomorrow, then all the execution pieces, execution's still really hard, but it's execution in the right direction.
Alan, that's a great answer. It's very interesting for me to look at your company because I remember back now, 30 years ago, I got a phone call from a young entrepreneur. It's 1985. His name was Neil Balter. He was launching a company called California Closets out of Los Angeles, and he was franchising that company. Reminds me a little bit of the direction you're taking. That company was focused in the closet arena. I know that they've gotten into garages and other parts of the house. Have they attempted to get into the kitchen side? I love the niche that you're in, and it's a great niche to go after because that's where there's also a lot of clutter in everybody's home in the kitchen, right?
Absolutely, and they haven't. I think some closet companies typically will try to attempt to what we do. Everything we do is customized down to the millimeter, so we're going into existing frameworks and building out, and that's where the closet companies have a challenge because they typically do things in modules, so a 22-inch module, 28-inch module, and build it out that way. And if there's a little bit of space in the closet at the end, it's kind of just hidden. And we're going in down to the millimeter to make sure there's a really precise fit into existing cabinets. So that's the big distinction. We typically will partner with closet companies all the time, California Closets, all the other names of companies out there that you probably know. So we partner with them because what they do, we don't do, and typically what we do, they don't. But I love the California Closet story because it's one I've used when I've been strategically planning, looking at our industry because it's very similar to the industry that they created back then when you're talking to them. Because back then it was kind of this crazy idea of who would want to spend $3,000 or $4,000 updating their perfectly fine closet into this. This closet that they came up with. And, you know, the answer was at that time, it was people who had money to burn, people with lots and lots of disposable income. And what happens when you run out of those? And the answer is it's a billion-dollar industry that's grown dramatically. So they changed the landscape of that and they created that market. And so a lot of what we're doing, I pattern after that market that was created because we're building it. And, you know, California Closets, in my opinion, is the Kleenex of that industry. People refer to California, their closet being a California closet, even if it's not. So they stay on top of that. Last I checked, they have the most market share, and that's the strategy we follow.
I got one more tip for you, maybe. I just read that Amazon is now getting into home services. Have you seen that yet?
Absolutely. In fact, that's one of the things we're looking into is the potential partnering with them in the future.
Yeah, they're going to be painting houses and, hey, why not be fixing people's and organizing people's kitchens so they can sell them a lot more products in the process, right? So that could be very good for your franchise network if you were to go in and get a national contract with Amazon and then offer local installation services in your 150 locations. What a coup that could be.
Absolutely. And I think Amazon is also on the leading edge of things. Like they've got a button now that you can order that you press when your laundry detergent is low and they automatically deliver it. So, you know, what if there's a Shelf Genie smart shelf that senses the weight on the different items you have on there and automatically knows to send a signal to Amazon to deliver it to your house without you thinking about it?
I love that innovative thinking. You know, I listen to, 150 locations. You guys are obviously in growth mode. I mean, that's a huge accomplishment, and I want to give you a lot of kudos for that. We want to thank you for your insights in terms of how, your military experience translated into your business experience, because a lot of veterans listen to the show. And I do want to thank all our veterans out there. They are the very brave men and soldiers that are the very brave men and women that protect the very freedoms that we enjoy on a daily basis. Please tell people, Alan, where they can get in touch with you guys. We're about 30 seconds from closing out here.
Absolutely. I think the easiest way is to go to shelfgenie.com, S-H-E-L-F-G-E-N-I-E. And you'll find everything you need there to look at our solutions, how we approach things and why we do it, and the way to contact us.
Awesome, man. Well, we hope you enjoyed your time on the show today, and hopefully you'll come back again and join us again sometime.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Go check them out. You need to organize your kitchen, shelfgenie.com. Awesome guy. Awesome company. Love you. I'll be looking it up. I'll get my wife to get it because it's a great product out there. See you guys later. We'll be back. Come back about 30 seconds. We'll be right back. It's Big Pitch Radio, so BigPitchRadio.com.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need SpotOnWebsite.com. At SpotOnWebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at SpotOnWebsite.com.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, one of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples' tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services' next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
If you're like me, and you probably are, you probably have some toys, like a desktop computer, a laptop, maybe a tablet, one or two smartphones, a printer, maybe even a high-speed modem and wireless router. That's a lot of technology. Who do you call when something breaks? If you had Tech Butler, one call can fix them all. And for a lot less than every other tech support service. Really, Tech Butler will cover every device you own for as little as $99 a year. And when you buy 2 years of protection, they'll give you a third year free, so you'll save even more. Plus, you get the peace of mind knowing that every device you own today or in the future is covered. Tech Butler, one call literally covers all your devices for less than everyone else. Get 1 year free when you buy two. Save money. Call right now. 1-800-434-0522. That's 1-800-434-0522. Again, 1-800-434-0522. 1-800-434-0522.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to Big Pitch Radio Show, bigpitchradio.com. You know, between the breaks, you were talking about the shelf genie, Kevin, and I was at your house. What were you going to say?
It looked like my kitchen. That was it. That was on the home page. It was the same granite. I've done all the slide out. In newer homes today, they do a lot of the slide out stuff. One of the questions I was going to say to Alan is, what you do for old homes is modernized like it's, like new construction, right? So it was cool to see it.
Yeah, I'm on their site too, and it's like he snuck into your house and took pictures for his front page. It's hilarious. It's like, well, good. Well, let's get right into it. We're really excited. We got some time. This is our third segment. We're going to have time for a third segment and right into the fourth final segment for our pitch. And it must be a day of A's today, Karina's saying. Everybody is an A, and you got Amy and Alan. And now we have Adam on with us, and so I guess it's the AAA, and let's make it a great, great rest of our show. So let's talk about our guest today for the pitching business, and we have Adam Graham on with us, and he's with Cafe Wheel Chalk, and it's really an interesting product, and I want him to talk about it. So Adam, if you're ready, we're ready for you, so pitch away, my friend.
Hello, everybody. My name is Adam Graham. A little nervous doing this, but I'm the owner of patent pending Cafe Wheel Chalk. It's a 100% portable adjustable armed wheel chalk. It works in any size truck bed, excuse me, and any size trailer. It's a wheel chalk where you don't have to drill any holes. It's not permanently mounted either. I'm kind of a nervous kind of person.
You're doing great. And so basically, does this – so I got a bike, and I want to, really kind of secure this to a trailer. So that's basically what this does, right? I don't need to necessarily drill holes. Tell me about that. So basically, how does it work against the trailer? How does it secure the trailer if I don't have to drill any holes?
Well, what it does is the arms adjust out to the side. And when you put the bike in and tie it down, there's no way for it to move.
Oh, I'm looking at pictures. Yeah, it's really cool.
It's so simple. It works fantastic. Right now, we sell off our website, and I just signed a non-exclusive manufacturer's agreement with one of the top e-commerce websites in the industry. And actually, the company is owned by a mid-level private equity firm as a majority owner.
Hmm. So, Adam, this is Marla. This looks like something that could be used, obviously, for moving bikes. Have you ever considered partnering or selling to any kind of moving companies or anything like that for installation in their trucks?
Absolutely. I've tried to get to U-Haul. I just can't get to the right person.
Mm. Now, you're selling on your website, you said, currently?
Yeah, I sell it off my website right now.
Mm-hmm. Do you mind if I ask what your sales are currently?
Well, currently, we've only been selling for about 3 months. Mm-hmm. And I was just going dealer to dealer for about 3 weeks. And then this company happened to see it. They made me an offer to purchase it and to buy the patent. But we just couldn't come to a number that we could agree on. So at that point, I just decided, I'm like, I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. And then they called me back again. I wanted to do a regular license agreement. And they will start selling them in December.
And what size is the company?
I think they do 40 to 50 million a year in internet sales. So, they're pretty good size. They manufacture it. They do everything. It's just a 7% royalty deal.
Kevin?
Yeah, how did you come – where does the name Cafe fit in? I thought there was some kind of outdoor aspect. That's interesting. Where'd that come from?
Okay, the name comes from I had invented a tie-down for sport bikes. And Cafe, they're called Cafe Racers. Cafe was already taken for a trademark name, so I put the K in there. how this wheel chock came about is I had made it for a trade show stand in Chicago. And when I was at the trade show, I was in the booths across from all the wheel chock companies. Well, everybody kept coming up wanting to buy my stand. Well, I finally figured out what the problem was. Everybody that hauls their motorcycle or owns a motorcycle, they know they need a wheel chock. The problem is they don't want to drill holes in their truck or their trailer and permanently mount one. So what I did was measured every truck imaginable, every trailer imaginable, and then put them in a spreadsheet to make sure what size it needed to be to work in everything. And then I just started making prototypes.
Interesting. Now, so it is, you got a patent on this, correct?
It's currently a patent pending utility.
Yep.
So
what part of it is the patent piece of it? Is it the fact that it's able to be extended out? I mean, what is it that you're patenting?
Yes. What is patented is the adjustable arms. You know, a wheel chock isn't anything new.
Right.
So what I wanted to do was to protect myself. So I made it, you know, the patent is on the adjustable arms itself. So it's, you know, and I wanted to get a utility patent versus a design patent. So it's on the concept of its, you know, of itself.
So, Kevin, besides, I mean, I don't want to really ask a ton more questions with this. I think you got a pretty good understanding, maybe more of some recommendations on this, because he's got a utility patent on this, or a patent pending on a utility patent. I mean, this is pretty obvious. I mean, you know, I mean, obviously I see a picture of Harley Davidson, and I can see it in all the Harley Davidsons across the country. I see, like,
yeah.
Marla was talking about moving companies and things. But what are your thoughts on kind of go to market and some ideas on something like this?
I think Adam's he's had some pretty good inquiries already. What comes to mind is to continue in a licensing kind of a process, you know, like he's had, you know, the previous inquiries on, because I'm not sure, maybe Adam could go out and build this into a company worth tens of millions or whatever, but it at the same time, it might be easier for him to tie into networks, or as I call it, partnerships, where he can tie into, if you can license it to this group that's got a million customers and another group and, you know, on down the road across many platforms, then he's taking his patent, building, you know, that IP that he's got into some very significant equities. And so the business that he could create himself, B2C, direct to the consumer, might be onesie twosies and more limited. Whereas if he can set up these relationships and partnerships and licensing deals, he could be creating a massive enterprise that could be worth a huge amount of money. And that IP, it could build out his intellectual property in a much more significant fashion.
Yeah, what I've run into so far is with roadblocks is cost of goods sold, because I get them made here right now. So the traditional way has always been to put them in motorcycle dealerships, which go through distributors and then on to the dealer. Well, with what I'm paying for my product right now, it's a $350 product retail, and it just doesn't work price-wise. Whereas the company that I did the manufacturing license agreement with, they're making them themselves. They're doing everything. Their cost is 50% of what mine is. They bypass the distributor and go directly to the customer through their e-commerce site. So the thought process that I have, it's such an easy product to make. When I put the deal together with them, I gave them my 2D prints, my 3D prints, and my bill of materials, and boom, it was done. It's a product that's so simple to use and it's so functional. That's why people like it. If they've never hauled a motorcycle in their life, they can use it and be confident. And
Adam, let me jump in here. We got to go to break here in a second, but I want to understand. Do you know you're asking for, you're seeking an investment real quick, about 30 seconds. What would you use that investment for? What amount are you seeking, or what would you use that for?
It's not necessarily the amount of money. I mean, I've already got one license deal, and they called me within 4 weeks. This is going to be a hot product for a long time.
Yeah.
I need someone that can put me in touch with the right people and put the deals together, or someone is just going to walk up and buy the whole thing. That's my thought at this point.
All right. When we come back, don't go anywhere. We're going to come back with him and Adam. And I'm Marla, if you got any other questions too, by all means, jump in there when we come back from break. And we'll have Kevin kind of give some thought process on that, really try to shore everything up for you, Adam, when we come back. So don't go anywhere.
Sure.
We're here with a great product, and I'm interested in hearing more about it when we come back and where he can take this. So stick around. You're listening to Big Pitch Radio Show, BigPitchRadio.com. Don't go anywhere.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a .com domain name for only $2.99 for the first year. Right now at GoDaddy.com. 2-year purchase required. Second year is $14.99.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Biz Talk Radio.
Was both at Big Pitch Radio. Also, I want to thank all of our sponsors out there, your Mercedes of the world, your Morgan Stanleys. We appreciate all of you, as well as Amy Tepper Law, all of you supporting the show. It really helps us. And I want to thank all of our veterans out there again. And so here with Adam, he's got a great product out there, and it's called the Cafe Wheel Chock. And it's a portable, adjustable arm wheel chock for transporting motorcycles. And before the break, we were talking about your strategy and go-to-market strategy. And Kevin was talking. Marla, you got any other questions for Adam?
Yeah, Adam, I know you've only been in business for a few months. Have you told us what your revenues are?
Yeah, right now I'm doing anywhere between $2,000 and $4,000 a month in sales. Yeah. But I haven't really pushed it. I haven't advertised it because I've got my Facebook page, and what happened is the license deal came together so quick. Right. When you're only, you know, have a product for sale for 4 weeks and you're down at a, you know, they're already having you come down to a company to buy you, and, you know, you just can't get together, so you put together a license deal. Well, then at that point, I knew I had a cost of goods problem anyway, so I went to some of the other distributors that are in the motorcycle industry. It's a numbers problem. I mean, everybody loves the product, but it's just a numbers problem, and they want me to make it. And with the dealers making 30% and the distributors making 30%, the numbers don't work. It doesn't matter how cool your product is. If they're not going to make money, they're not going to bring it on as a single standalone product. That's the problem I run into right now.
Have you priced manufacturing overseas?
Myself, no. I mean, like I said, right as soon as it hit the market, I made that license deal with this large company, and I know what they can make them for. My hope was maybe they'll let me buy some from them. I was just going to let it play out instead of going out and spending, you know, 30, 50 grand in advertising. you know, I'm just letting it play out at this point because I know the market's there. In one standalone Harley dealership in a town of 3,000 people, they sold five of them in between 5 and 6 months.
Nice.
Well, that's a lot in a little town. I know the market's there. You know, my initial investment was $55,000, and right now in total assets, I've still got $24,000 left. Paid for my patent, my prototypes, my website, attorney fees, prints, everything, and I really haven't spent that much money.
Kevin?
Yeah, you know, I like where you're going with it. Your sales are a little low, but I think the licensing aspect is going to be a real huge opportunity for you. Is there a way for you to expand the licensing process in doing this? In, you know, right now you've got a few of these. How do you go after, you know, 8 or 10 more?
That's a great question. I mean, I have, you know, I've tried with, because the markets were this, when I go to a truck accessory store, pickup truck accessory store, and show them my product, they say it's fantastic. We could sell those, no problem. I'll go to the manufacturer of truck accessories. I mean, it's hard to get even called back from these people. It's just, it needs to be somebody out there that sees this product and says, hey, this is a huge market. You know, give us your prints, let's sign a deal, and then we'll start making them and selling them. You know, one of the problems you run into with a larger product is double shipping. Yeah. Making them, shipping them to me shipping them to them. And short of outsourcing it overseas, I don't know how I can get my costs down to where they need to be without doing license agreements.
Is your biggest, you think your biggest need right now is to get like a salesperson that can go out and try to get more licensing deals for you?
Yeah, absolutely. Or somebody that, you know, or a company that hears about it, that, you know, that it's, that sees it and has an interest in it. When I, you know, customers that are buying them from me are calling me and saying, hey, why aren't these for sale at U-Haul? I'm moving. And yeah. I send my information to them. They don't even call me back. You know, you know how it is. You run into a wall enough times, you just start going in a different direction.
Yeah, we only got about 2 minutes, Kevin. Real quick, Kevin.
You own this business by yourself? Do you have anybody in a professional executive type salesperson that could get into some of these higher level meetings?
Sure, I have me, myself, and I. I invented it. I made it. You know, I did everything, did the patent, or helped with the patent on it, you know, do the books, sell it.
Kevin, let me jump in because we only have about another minute or so. Kevin, maybe we can suggest, it sounds like you got a little bit of a budget there. Maybe I'll get, what I'll do, Adams, I'm going to get in touch with you. There are some people we're in contact with that could provide maybe an outsourced sales solution for you that could help you get into some licensing opportunities, additional licensing opportunities, while at the same time, you know, Kevin might be able to suggest some resources to drive down some of those manufacturing costs as well. And so let's talk about that. If you don't mind, we'll follow up with that with you. And in the meantime, tell people where they can get in touch with you.
You can get in touch with me. Just go to our website, cafewheeltrack.com, cafe with a K. All the contact information is on there. We have a Facebook page, cafewheeltrack.com. You can read some of the reviews of what people are saying about it, you know, the people that have actually used the product.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. You did a great job, Adam. We appreciate it. Go check that out. You know, you're trying to transport a bike.
I was so nervous at first. I thought, wow, I was going to have a – it's definitely –
Oh, you did great, man. You did great. Go check that out. You got a bike you're trying to transport. If you're a company that is in this industry and looking for another product to sell – this is unique. I like it. And, you know, we appreciate you coming on, Adam.
I appreciate your time. Thanks for having me.
All right. We'll follow back up with you. Thanks, Adam. Talk to you soon,
buddy.
Thanks,
Adam.
All right. Great. Thanks. Hey, guys, Kevin, Marla, great show, right?
Yeah, I really enjoyed hearing Adam's story. I think it's great for inventors, innovators like him to listen to stories like that because, you know, we go into this game sometimes without knowing the challenges we're going to run into. And he's got some challenges, but I think he can do it.
Agreed, Kevin.
That he's sitting at a trade show. And I always say to people, you have to explore these kind of opportunities. I love trade shows. I do 25 or 30 a year. And what happens? Somebody comes up and gives him some thoughts, ideas, and now he's moving in even a bigger direction. So it's great that he took the initiative to do that to start.
Awesome, guys. Well, hey, great show today. We've got a great show for you guys coming up. Thank you so much for listening. You've been listening to Big Pitch Radio Show, bigpitchradio.com. Go to Facebook and like us. Twitter, follow us both at Big Pitch Radio. See you guys later.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio,